Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Stability
and total tranquility.
I'm building off your energy.
You listen to the inner me.
You're my peace, not my enemy.
My lover and my friend indeed.
Together we will grow the seed, growing orgasmic energy. With BBL, BBL Drizzy.
If you want me to BBL. Get a BBL, just go on and say that since you know you on this BBL.
And who is going to pay for it?
You.
You is a lie. We do not have the funds or the capacity.
We do. We can reallocate.
The devil is a lie. And it will not happen on my watch.
I'll look at somebody else's watch. Get
it. What's happening, world? What's happening? I am Grant Michaels.
And I'm Queen Shay.
Bringing this orgasmic love to y'all eardrums.
As we open up talking about BBLs.
I'm talking about the Drizzy. You know? Shout out to Kendrick and Drake. The last couple of weeks have been interesting. You know, everybody got their takes on who won and who it is. We ain't here for all that. We ain't here for all that. You know, this ain't that type of podcast.
It has been entertaining.
Yes, it is.
It's been very entertaining. And maybe it's going to bring something back and really get people, I don't know, maybe better on their pin game. Never know who's going to strike.
I can tell you what it's going to bring back. 69 God, freaky ass nigga, 69 God. Hey, man. Welcome to another episode of Orgasmic Vibes, man. We just sitting here vibing out, about to talk about a couple topics that have been on our mind, that's been in the air. Mm-hmm. And what we going to do is go back,
way back.
Back in the time. Nah, but it's just to kind of bring with this Kendrick and this Drake thing, how can we relate it to relationships, you know? Mm-hmm. And so being the creative mind that Queen Shay is, we got to remix and flip this thing for you.
Right. We got the taught love versus the bought love.
Mm. So which one is taught?
Kendrick.
Interesting. So you're saying the educated love compared to the uneducated love?
Nah, it's the genuity of the love. Like, Kendrick give me, like, heart and soul. Like, regardless of what he's saying, just his voice and the way everything is coming together, it just feels so genuine. His music always feels genuine. Like, you can feel it in your soul, if that makes sense.
It's not a facade.
Right.
It's not trendy. He's speaking on the elements that are essential to life, opposed to the facade that the industry has pushed the last 25 years.
Right.
Like right now, the majority of music is party, 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 drug, 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 mm-hmm. kill, kill, kill. And Kendrick on that Dr. Sebi diet, you know, talking about, he named his son Enoch. Come mm-hmm. on, most people don't even know who that is, but speaking on going back to Africa and touching his roots, you know, being a family man, being married, you know, no outside kids. This is our traditional home he built, mm-hmm. opposed to BBL Drizzy, who, you know, trying to be a certified lover boy.
Right. And the reason I said bought love for him is when I think of Drake, if I thought of him being in a relationship, it's like, oh, he always posting like, or say Sexy Red, like buying her all these bags. Granted, that's, you know, to my knowledge, that's not his girlfriend, despite rumors. He just give you, I'm real showy. Like, I want to show everybody what I'm doing for my girl. not saying he don't have love for whoever he may be with, but it's just more like
it's a bought love.
Right. This I man, want it for show.
This man rented out Dodgers Stadium to have a candlelight dinner at home plate with Mikey. I think it's Mikey's mom, Mikey Williams. I think if I ain't mistaken, I'm gonna do my little research on that. But the fact that you rent out a whole stadium just to show or to impress.
Mm-hmm.
Real jokers don't need all that. You know, I can impress you and show you I love you with just the essence of what I'm doing. Granted, it's going to be a little show as well, but it ain't going to be to the effect of I'm renting out a whole doggone baseball stadium just for a dinner that's on the field.
And don't get me wrong, you know, you can do
that's some those. Fly stuff. I ain't going to lie. It's
right,
fly.
You can do those, but it's extra. Of the way he moves, like in totality, everything mm-hmm. else about him with him doing it, then it's different from like Kendrick. Like when you think, well, when I think of Kendrick, I think of he's more that you think of somebody with that high school love. Like, you know, you still
he married
with,
his high school sweetheart.
Right. So it's like his love didn't change. Like,
so it's pure.
Know, mm-hmm. It gives more loyalty. Whereas Drake seems he'll be in a situationship type person. Like that might be.
Whoa,
you know, he on the side.
Whoa. That's Drake, man. And he gonna have the situationship, screw it up, and then go make Melvin's room. You know what I'm saying? Opposed to Kendrick gonna be in his situation. Apparently, he screwed up a little bit too, but he talked about it on Mr. Morale because he has morals,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so I would say Kendrick is more of the what you want to, well, according to what you want. Some people don't want relationships, but if you're looking for a relationship between the two that we compared, I would say Kendrick opposed to the Drake. I would say the taught love, trying to build with the foundation, you know, mm-hmm. that's genuine, opposed to Drake, which is, oh, let me impress her, or let me show her what I can do for her, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, it's not about you, Drake, it's about y'all.
He gives me the kid that got hurt. And then after he got hurt, he never was good to anybody else. Sure, you know a lot of people like that where you did know somebody like, oh, like they're so sweet. They, you know, they're in a relationship and then that girl break his heart and then he's never the same. That's what I always feel about Drake. I honestly feel like he is never going to recover from Rihanna to be, you know, real with it. And it's like he always just trying to like put it in her face. Like, let me show her what I got going on. That's how it gives me. Like, he is still heartbroken. He's never going to move on from that.
It's giving the ugly kid who got rejected, and then now you got this money and this platform, mm-hmm. and you the number one name in the world. So you got your ones who just throwing themselves at you for right. that limelight, and now he's got that confidence. So now we called them hoe catchers back in the day. You know what I'm saying? He got the catchers, and now he's catching them, mm-hmm. and now he don't know how to handle rejection. Or he's just trying to catch as much as he can catch to make up for old times.
But sometimes people like that, but it's like, sir, but you're still lame. Like,
very.
You still lame under all of this. You can pretty it up, but we still know what's behind here. But again, because it's trendy, because what some females are wanting, they're just wanting a good time. They're wanting the money. They're wanting all that you can
he got
buy
the bag.
Them.
He
and
got the bag.
They're like, yeah, he lame, but if I can get all this and be with him a little while or put myself in the limelight and now people know who I am, then I'm willing to do that. Because I, like, when Drake first came out, I already knew of him from Degrassi High. And if anybody's seen that show, like, he just looks so weird. Like, mm-hmm. he still looks weird to me, despite whatever he... You can put on anything, great. Like, you still look like a lame to me. Like,
and then with K-Dot, it's always been... And if you know the California lifestyle, like, it's different. You know what I'm saying? And so with him, it's more so... It's not the popular thing. It's not the trendy thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's definitely a cultural thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is our culture. Like, he came from a two-parent household, and he's pushing the agenda of a two-parent household, of teaching his kids, you know, A connects to B, connects to C. He's being there with his father. Like, the man talk about making sure his son prays. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it has anything to do with it, but Drake comes from a single parent household. It's biracial. Not saying that I got the biracial got anything to do with it, but to say the two grew up totally different, they got two totally different styles and they got two totally different agendas, it appears like.
That's true, but I don't always feel like that comes into factor because you could have somebody coming from a single parent household and they still be an amazing, you know, family man. So it's all about mm-hmm. still at heart what you ultimately decide to do because it's a choice.
Your environment shapes that though.
It does. But then you have people who come from a great environment and you be looking like,
is it great or did it appear to be great?
No, it could really be great. And then they still just fall by the wayside. So you're always going to have, you know, the outliers. But again, you know, Kendrick just gives more that, you know, he's very loyal, very genuine. And again, I don't know either of them. I don't know Drake. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he has a great heart and he's a good person. But what they're doing, their battle is also just a depiction of real relationships. Since the beginning of time, you're always going to have the people that are really the family men. And you're going to have the ones that's going to be in the streets. Like, that has always been what it is. And do I ever think it's going to change? No.
Because monogamy ain't normal.
I agree.
It's not natural.
It's not. I do agree. Which is why when you say, I want to be in a relationship or I want to get married, it's a choice. That's why there are vows. Because mm-hmm. for something that's natural and that just is happening, you don't have to take vows for that. Mm-hmm. The marriage ceremony is for you to verbally say in front of all of these people, because they are the witnesses, mm-hmm. according to the law, that you are agreeing to do this. Nobody's mm-hmm. forcing you to do that.
We don't know what's going on behind some of these closed doors.
Well, that's true. People could be getting paid, but you get what I'm saying. It's still a choice.
I so know somebody that got married.
Oh yeah, we do.
For a green card.
Yeah.
I know somebody that got married for citizenship.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
I mean, hey, I think it's fine because you have some people, marriage isn't for everybody, which is fine because, again, it's a choice and it's not an easy choice and it's not the easiest thing to maintain. It's a lot of work. So I get when some people are like, nah, that's too much. And if you feel like it's too much for you, I agree that you should not put yourself through that if you're not sure if that's what you want to do. And that's fine, too.
Yeah, man.
But it's just funny how their battle, like, it's just so much and it has everybody drawn into it. I still question, is some of it playing? Like, I guess deep down, I feel like, nah, it really is just playing out like this. But I guess that day when they were going, like literally dropping back to back, I was like, wait, is this playing? Is this strategic? And I wouldn't be mad if it was because I don't think so.
I just think they were both prepared. But it just go back and forth. Like, we could talk back and forth all day about it, but and I don't want to sound like a Drake hater, because like you said, when he first came out, I ain't gonna lie, bro. When was it Fall Off Season or Comeback Season? That's what it was. When Comeback Season came out, yeah, like from like 2009 to 2013, yeah, I was a real Drake fan. It just when the album started becoming more R&B than rap. And speaking of the R&B, the man singing the exact same key for every song, like nothing changes really. So I saw the artistry tip out of the music for just the hits. Like Kendrick could give a damn if he got a number one record or a top 10 hit. He's giving the music from his soul. Like even think about the battle. That man started his battle with Teddy Pendergrass. You know what I'm saying?
Pendergrass.
You know who I'm referring to. And so, homie,
Pentecost, as some of the pastors say, you being like one of the Pentecost.
Would you? That's what we doing. All right, okay. Anywho, he's Teddy P. Teddy P. Kendrick started with Teddy P. There was a lot of people that didn't even know what that was or who that was. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like Kendrick's in tune to the essence of the 60s and the 70s, which were very prominent times for black people. I mean, he's from the home of the Black Panthers. You know what I'm saying? And he brought that in his battle. Like, the battle started to turn to straight mudslinging compared to just battle, like, lyrical content. It was lyrical, don't get it twisted, but, man, it was just... You can just tell, in my opinion, mm-hmm. that one's for popularity and one is like, nah, be a man. Let's talk. This is why I got an issue with you. It was lyrical, but nah, this is why. Since you want to take it there, you want to mention families, this is why I got an issue with you.
But you know what? Like, the way that happens in the industry, say Kendrick Lamar, like, I feel like his career is in a great place. But in terms of the way people push Drake, that's the same in relationship. Like, you could have a female, you could have like this solid man come at you with some good values, but they want what's popular, what looks yeah. good on the surface. Like, and then you got a Drake that's offering you all these things that's shiny, everybody talking about it. So again, it's still like depicting so many other things in the world. Like, we could talk about Drake, anybody can feel the way, that's not gonna stop nothing.
You know
what's going on with him. And you have the flashy guy, the guy that may not 100% want to be with you, or, you know, he wants you for a little time, just for a good time. God, that's reality. Like, but it's always still going to bite with somebody. Like, they're going to go for it. And in the back of their head, they're like, man, I know I got this good guy that's been after me. And I said I want this good guy, but I really want to be over here. So, you know, with Drake and all that he got going on, until you get hurt or until it backfires.
Man, yo, like, that was a marvelous analogy. So, especially since, you know, there's a lot of people that say Drake got that machine behind mm-hmm. him that's pushing his music straight to the pop charts, or pushing it straight to the top, compared to Kendrick, who don't have that machine. So in relationships, high school came to mind. I know we talk about adults, but high school came to mind. You know the popular couple that like the star football player and the star cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
They may be toxic as I don't know what right. together, but it looked it good looked on good. Paper and the people are pushing it.
Right.
You know, everybody like, oh, you got such and such. And your boy is happy because shorty looked good, or shorty looks amazing in her chilling skirt, and they want her, not knowing she toxic as all get out. Same thing. Women want the guy whose name in the newspaper, the guy whose name is on the recruiting letters, the popular mm-hmm. kid in school. So I don't know why that took me to high school.
But just to add a layer to that, because I've seen that play out, that actually happened. They break up because of foolishness he has going on. A solid guy really shoots his shot at her. And because she want to hurt, you know, the boyfriend, the ex-boyfriend, she like, you know what? I do like how this guy over here is giving me the things that I have been arguing with my ex-boyfriend about. Let me lean over here a little bit. That guy is all sold in, but at the end of the day, she goes back to the foolishness. Like, even though she knows like he's moving, because she doesn't want him, he doesn't want her to be with somebody else. She doesn't want him to be with somebody else, even though she knows, like, I know it's gonna be pain over here. It's gonna be real chill with this other guy, no drama. And I'm feeling the way, like, is this right? It's bad, because sometimes good things don't make you feel. They don't give you the heightened excitement of the bad, toxic things. And
that's real.
Just the human nature. Like, that's the fun real. In it. Like, I mean, that's almost like the same as cheating, which, you know, like, it is a different level of exciting with this person. Like, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. But what you want in your heart is with your mate, but it may not feel as exciting because that's who you're with versus the person, you know, it's like, okay, I'm sneaking to do this, so it feel different. Like, this is exciting. Yeah. So again, like, that's all sense. The same. It's the same realm. Like, it makes sense. And it's like, that's why I always say I can understand why people cheat. Like, when people say, I don't know, like, okay, does that make it right? No, but I can understand it. Like, yeah. I'm a logical person.
Because they want the excitement. They right. want that freaky ass nigga that's a 69 God. You know, they want that excitement. But the toxicity, mm-hmm. it can be interesting. And then the guy who's trying to go along this unbeaten path to his success don't seem exciting. And then, so
that's why, what it say, sometimes good guys finish last.
Man, if I had a dollar for every time somebody told me, oh, you cool, you cute, but you too nice. Or I had girls tell me that and I didn't understand it. Now I'm looking at that same girl on her fourth baby daddy looking crazy.
But you know that's saying? Not what everybody wants. Like, that's what they want. Like, that is what, even though that it can be bad, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's never gonna change.
Mm-mm.
It's never gonna change.
And then you got the guy who gets with the girl who thinks, oh, this is it. Like, I like how she dressed. I like how she move. I like how she swag, the whole, but she can't do nothing but that. Like, the makeup brush is her best attribute. Mm. She can't bring nothing else to the table. But because he got that arm candy and the niggas in the barbershop like, yo, you got that? Like,
then he good.
Then he good. He's cool with eating ramen noodles every night. You know what I'm saying? He's cool with helping her pay off all her debt.
But that's 80-20. Like, if he feels like I'm bringing the 80 and, like, some of the stuff, or she has what I want to appear to be the 80 and I'm going to miss out, then that's his choice. Like, people pick, and they are okay with that, which, what can you do?
Mm. Yeah, man. Oh, but just a little remix and flip on.
Tart love versus bot love.
Tart love versus bot love. And if it makes you with some tart bot love, whoo, might make your head blow off. Y'all don't know the movie quotes, man. Don't get me going. Evil is good. Ass is good. And you get your piece of evil ass. Whoo. Man, man. Yeah, but man, that's just about it. With us, I'm not going to say it was bought and it definitely wasn't taught. It was curated. But it came from the teachings that we had and the experiences. Like, we say all the time, we joke, like, we met freshman year in college, and we joke all the time, like, that, oh, we couldn't have got together then.
I was like,
I would have got you. She was like, no, you wouldn't. I mean, I would have bagged you if I had really tried to get you. And I'm standing on that. I believe it to this day.
I was on my toxic lane.
Me too. That's how I know I would have got you.
Nah.
So when we apparently met freshman in college, I don't remember that. She kind of remembers it. Well, she do remember, but I don't fully remember that. I used to drink bad.
But it really was like a few minute interaction. It wasn't nothing.
But don't say that, because that was in what, 2002? And then in 2010, you recognized my voice. So it couldn't
but
have
I
been
had
that.
Seen you since then, like, yeah. Wedding, different things. I had seen you.
So you were stalking me?
No, definitely not.
Where you saw me at? But anyway, like, we joke back and forth all the time. Like,
I stand on it would not have worked.
So I guess we'll never know.
We'll never know.
So, but from her teachings, from what we wanted to build together, I think is very taught, because you taught me exactly how you wanted to be treated, the way you wanted to be treated, in what manner you wanted to be treated. And I was 100% willing to oblige. Same with you. I was like, hey, this is what I want. This is what I expect. This is what I'm looking for. And come to find out, even though we thought we initially wanted, we had a lot of similarities, but had different things that we wanted. Man, it's all the same. It's all in the one tunnel now. It's all intertwined.
It keep changing. Like, it just look different each year.
But the foundation,
it's the same. Still
so
there.
To build is started the foundation and it build up. And you know, we started with the foundation. I'm trying to do my rhythm from Wu-Tang, but it was horrible.
We need to go back and rewatch that. That was so good.
But the build up, like, it's, if you're trying to build a skyscraper, you can't start on the ground. You actually got to go deep into the ground to make sure hit that bedrock. You know, you just can't go 100 feet in the ground, 300 feet in the ground. Now you got to go all the way down to bedrock to build the skyscraper. And I think that's what we did. You know, we didn't start at the ground level. We just started digging immediately. Like, hey, what traumas you had, what's been through, what you've been going through your life. How this NFL dude that you was talking to broke your heart. You know, let me mend that. And I'm here for
broke
that.
Broke whose heart? Don't put out. Lies.
I had Gorilla Glue in my hand when I met you. I mended your heart, baby. I mended your heart.
Okay.
I didn't. I didn't.
I mean, it wasn't broken.
Oh. Well, I helped you.
Okay, but if that's the story that makes you sleep good at night, we'll stick to that.
But nah, it's the two of us coming together to build something. And
it may, you know, me have a level fall a little bit, you know.
Definitely. We had some falls.
Build it back up.
Oh, we had several. But that lets you know, okay, we built this wrong. Let's start over on this level.
Right.
Not the whole thing. This level was constructed incomplete.
Level 2 a little shaky.
Like, yeah, let's break that down and start over. And then it made it stronger, because now we know exactly what not to do. So yeah, because, I made mistakes.
Me too.
Many and plenty. But I embrace them, because now I know what not to do. So in this rap battle, because it's took over the internet. It took over everything. So that's why we wanted to kind of bring it into the pod.
Swat love versus black love.
How can we relate it to relationships? And that's what we tried to do here.
Hey, we have not done an either or neither.
You're right.
We've not done one. But I guess you know what? In this light, the either or neither is Kendrick or Drake.
You want Mr. Morale or BBL Drizzy? If you had a choice of relationship.
If a choice of a relationship? I'm going to go with the solid foundation.
Mr. Morale.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go numbers with it. If I was 20.
Oh, yeah. If I was 20, then I'm going to go to Drake.
Yeah. Let's see what I can do. You know, when I'm young and dumb.
Not even dumb. You just want to have fun, too. Like, that just would have been more exciting. Like, I'm going to go for the Drake.
Yeah. And then at 30, 40, oh, no. We need to be building this knowledge group. Right. You know, we need to be experiencing things. But this concludes another episode of Orgasmic Vibes. I be Grant Micahs.
And I'm Queen Shay. We vibing out.
Turn it up, B. Turn it up, B.
Give them your vocals.
No.